Okay, welcome back to Lufkin, where Longview has just defeated the Lufkin Panthers 24-21. We have Coach King up here with us, and it's a tough game, Coach.
It's a tough climb up them steps.
Tell me about it.
It was a tough game, but I saw some bright spots. And thought our kids played extremely hard. Thought our conditioning was pretty good. We had a few that maybe cramped up and they went back in the game. It was hot and humid tonight.
Oh, it was.
To go out and do what we did and come out here with a win. I mean, what were we, 1-9 last 10 trips? And tough place to play, but I am proud of what our football team did and particularly our defense. The stands that they put up there in the last 5 minutes of the game for us to preserve the win, be able to take an even run the clock out.
You know, their possessions, the fourth quarter, you know, we had our backs against the wall there, especially the last two possessions. And, you know, we held our own, and that's a credit to them. And then, you know, we had the points that we put on the board to secure the victory.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think about it, we're up 10-7, come out, and J.D. slips on kickoff there. On one
yeah.
And then we get into play a game, getting people out. And then, you know, we threw incomplete and got stuffed, and we sprint out and hit a route and get out of the shadows of our own end zone. Next thing you know, we pop a big run out of Kiki Haynes, and we're up 17-7. You think, wow, we're gonna get it going now. And defense had a good stand. We get a penalty.
Yeah.
Change their drive. And then the same drive, get an interception. Have another penalty. And they wind up scoring, and we had that ball played and misjudged it, so... We just had some opportunities there really to kind of take control of the game, and you know, penalties kind of kept us on the field defensively and enabled them to get some points. But hey, our kids just kept playing, and they found a way to get it done, and can't be more proud of their effort and how they played together as a family, and just kind of grew up tonight. But saw some bright spots. Thought our offensive line played well at times. The others. A couple times we got a little pressure, but for the most part, I was real pleased with what we were able to do running the ball, and you know, we had to answer. I guess a game-winning drive, we had to go down and answer with some key runs there.
Exactly.
They controlling the line of scrimmage. So
I thought the secondary, all in all, played really good too, because they got a lot of good receivers and they kept them in check. You know, we had three guys around Polk on that last play, and he just didn't have a chance to catch it. But I was impressed with the secondary, especially when, you know, you lost quite a few people last year.
Yeah, they played well. Thought DeCaron did well. He played well. And of course, he had the task of drawing number three, and he covered Polk pretty good most of the night. That kid's going to have his catches. He's just a great football player. But, yeah, they played well, fitted the run well. I thought Tyshawn had a heck of a game, you know, those three interior guys.
Exactly.
Big Sawyer and Drew and Joe Jones, I thought they did a good job of holding up versus the run, because we had a light box in terms of people, but those three guys really held the point and enabled our guys to fit. So when you can do that and you can kind of put a few more guys, spread the field to defend against the pass, it sure helps.
Plus, they played a lot of plays tonight, too. I don't know if we substituted all on defensive line, did we?
Substituted. I think Ezra Jones played a few snaps there.
Yeah.
You know, and Sawyer, Drew, and Joe, and Ezra, they took most of them, I believe. You know, I think we subbed a few defensively. We probably need to play more, but that's you know, one of those nights where you got to do what you got to do to win. We felt like we had the best people on the field.
Mm-hmm. Mine mentioned, too, that the kickers did really good tonight, especially something totally unknown, and they you know, kicked the ball off in the end zone, made field goals, the extra points, and that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice kick get the field goal. Of course, I thought Raul was real good with the kickoffs. He hit them pretty deep.
He did.
And gave us a chance to cover some balls, get some high, and he gets them deep. And, you know, thought we had great coverage when they brought them out. You know, we got them down there inside the 20 several times, which is nice to see.
Yeah, it was you know, consistent, you know, all phases of the game, and it'll only, you know, get better week to week. But, you know, this is every year seems like it's it's a war, and you learn from it, and you know, after y'all grade everything out, it'll be a job well done for the Lobos.
Win's a win, I can tell you. I'd rather enjoy an ugly win than a pretty loss.
Exactly.
It's an ugly win. I mean, it's first game. What you expect? You'll have mistakes.
And yeah.
The growth we make from tonight till next Friday, nice and important. You know, and that comes from preparation. And you know, our private preparation needs to precede the public performance, and that's what we got to get done next week. And it's going to be, you know, a week of work getting ready to play Marshall. And you know, Labor Day's Monday. We got practice at 7:30 in the morning, and we're going to work. We got to. And but if our kids keep showing up and grinding on each other, same attitude we got, I think we got a chance to be a pretty good football team. You know, and how good, we'll see. We got to play better in some spots. You know, and, but you know, heck, we made some plays too. You know, with some guys that was their first time varsity experience, so it was a great effort. And you know, we saw a little bit of everything tonight. You know, from big plays to fake punts that wasn't a fake punt. They didn't have it covered, so we might not get away with that one anymore.
And what about our fans?
And everything else.
Yeah, and our fans. I mean, you know, they were standing over there. The stands were completely full, and you know, it's just like it always is, home or away. Even had some ex-Lobos came up from the Houston area and got to see them before the game, and they said about six weeks ago, that first game's in Lufkin, we're going to be there. And sure enough, you know, they were. So got a lot of Lobos around, and they love to watch their football.
Yeah, they do. And there's a lot of sin. They had a huge crowd stayed here. They got the money's worth tonight.
They did.
East Texas football and these two old rivals going at it. So we do appreciate the fan support and the Big Green Marshall Machine and the cheerleaders and everybody, you know. So our new band director, Rhonda Daniels, she got her first taste of Lobo football, so she saw a good one, and I'm sure they put on a great performance at halftime.
They did.
Proud of them as well.
It was great.
Thanks to everybody. And it's just a tremendous program we have, and everybody's involved in what they. You know, what they bring to the table, whether it be fans, players, and coaches, administration, radio crew, everybody. So,
well,
fortunate to be a part of it.
It's great for us to be able to be a part of it. And you know, I can't say it enough, because especially coming up them stairs there, I'm telling you, it's got to be a lot easier going down. But I tell you, I've been looking out there, and it looks like it's even more straighter going down than it is coming up.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be a little bit going down. I got to get my leg.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you who'll be last in line going down in our group, and that'll be me.
I'm gonna be behind you, Gene.
Well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. Matt, let's send it back to you, and then we'll come back with a very, very short wrap up, and then we'll be making our way out of here and heading back up to East Texas.